As with last week, this week's recording is going to be accessible via the website. This means that you will need somebody who is able to download it from the website and put it on your memory stick so that you can hear it in the usual way. If you've got somebody who can do this for you and who needs help in doing it, could they please ring Alan and he will guide them through the process? His number is 01245 471039. That's 01245 471039. Hello everybody, and welcome to the Mid-Essex Talking News for the Blind and Partially Sighted. This is for the week beginning Monday the 6th of April 2020 and is edition number 1979. The items today were chosen and read by me. I'm Jana Edwards. This week's lighting up time is a huge jump because of the hour difference, putting the clocks forward last weekend, is 7:40 p.m. Our website address is www.midessextalkingnews.org.uk, where you'll be able to hear this recording and many previous editions. You can also hear us on a smartphone or tablet by loading the app British Wireless for the Blind Fund, or BWBF. Again, this is a special edition compiled for distribution by way of our website. It's probably going to be shortened again, but we hope you will forgive us in the circumstances and that you are able to source these articles that we're reading on our website and you're not having too much trouble. This article is from the Malden and Burnham Standard, and the headline is Essex Wildlife Trust launches scheme to bring nature to your home. Essex Wildlife Trust is giving people their daily dose of nature whilst they are stuck at home. The Trust is launching Wildlife TV on March the 30th to help people engage with wildlife and learn about ways that you can help protect it. The system will include a range of top tips on how to make your garden wildlife friendly, wild workouts, and outdoor learning classes. There will also be informative videos posted across social media and episodes aimed at children on the Trust's Outdoor Learning and Nature Talks Facebook pages. Emily McParland of Essex Wildlife Trust said, "Having a connection with nature is vital for our overall well-being, and right now it is more important than ever to get your daily dose of nature. Although many of us will be stuck inside for the next few weeks, spring is a wonderful time in the natural world, and we want to bring this wonderful time of year into people's homes. Our wildlife still needs us more than ever right now, so it's vital for us as an organisation to remind people how wonderful Essex wildlife is and to give people the tools to help wildlife thrive where they live." Alongside the digital episodes, the Trust also has a host of wildlife webcams, live streams where you can watch the daily antics of barn owls, bats and badgers. Each week the Trust will be posting a TV-style schedule on their website and across their social media channels. Thank you. And now for the answer to last week's quiz question. Now, I don't usually have any trouble with these quiz questions, but I must admit last week's had me foxed. The question was, aluminium comes from which ore? And the answer was bauxite. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's B-A-U-X-I-T-E. And I must admit, I've never heard of it. I hope you had better luck. And now we're going to hear another one of Vince's verses.